Initiative 1351 is one of the many measures on the Washington state ballot. The state teachers union sponsored the proposal. It calls for smaller classes. But do small classes mean that kids get a better education? Diane Schanzenbach is chair of the Program on Child, Adolescent, and Family Studies at Northwestern University's Institute for Policy Research. She says researchers have no clear answers on how class size affects education.
Well, you can never get a consensus among academics, I hate to tell you, but most economists believe the results from Project STAR, which was this randomized controlled experiment that showed that kids do better in the long run and in the short run if they're in small classes. What academics disagree about is how big are the impacts and do the benefits outweigh the costs or not?
If I-1351 passes, it will create 7,400 new classroom jobs across the state, and that will cost billions of dollars. Robin Lake isn't sure smaller classes are worth the high price. Lake directs the Center on Reinventing Public Education. It's a private organization affiliated with the University of Washington, Bothell, funded in part by the Gates Foundation. Lake told Ross Reynolds she understands the appeal of small classes.
I'm a public school parent, and smaller class sizes are extremely appealing to all of us, right? We love the idea that our kid will be known and will get the attention that he or she deserves in the classroom. I think that the problem is when we look at this initiative and we look at the vote before us, the cost of class size reduction, especially this initiative, is enormous. Your previous speaker talked about the cost-benefit analysis, and the important thing is, I think, to look at this initiative and really what it's proposing and think about what it will deliver. In my view, it's a lot of the cost and not much of the benefit. Instead, what I would love to do is think about ways that we can find, we can pursue evidence-based ideas. So, for example, the class size reduction initiative that she mentioned in Tennessee had dramatic reductions in class size. So I think the classes went from something like 25 to 15 or something like that. This initiative doesn't do this. One of the things we know is that the most important intervention that trumps anything else in a classroom is the quality of the teacher. And when parents are asked whether they'd rather have a low class size or a really high-quality teacher, they almost every time choose the high-quality teacher. So to make investments in those areas, in innovations, in extending learning time in summer school programs, in expanding programs that work for disadvantaged families.
Now, you've looked at some research that shows that when you hire a lot more classroom teachers, that's not a panacea. It depends on who those teachers are. What did you find?
Two things. First of all, this initiative, it may surprise people to know, but most of the folks who will be hired won't be classroom teachers. It gives schools a lot of flexibility. But in California and Florida, what happened when there was a need for many more classroom teachers, folks went out, knocked on doors, just didn't have enough qualified teachers. So the overall result was more unqualified teachers, more uncertified teachers, and because of presses on space, more classes set up in kind of shoddy portables. So these are the unintended consequences that you have to be careful of.
Robin Lake is director of the Center on Reinventing Public Education. The center is affiliated with the University of Washington, Bothell, funded in part by the Gates Foundation.